I think when you look at the history of the reform process and the position that Africa actually advanced, I think Africa actually stands at a very unfortunate position. In fact, the meeting that is happening today in Addis might not really give us the outcomes that we really expect, because a lot has happened, and I think we also need to think about the P5 and ask the question whether or not they are willing to actually reform. So even if Africa comes out with a position today, that may not really be of importance, because we need to think about whether or not the P5 wants to give in to the reform process or not.
So as a continental body, what kinds of steps should the AU take to demonstrate, in fact, that Africa is indeed deserving of a permanent seat on the Security Council?
Look, I think there's one thing that the African Union must do. One is to be really clear in terms of the selection criteria on who is going to represent them, because they went to the United Nations Summit without that criteria. So there was the problem of representation, who is going to represent Africa. Secondly, the African position, the so-called Ezulwini consensus, is a hardline position, and so it has actually fed into the interests of the P5 and other people who did not want the reform to happen. So I think what Africa needs to do now is to really have a united voice, so to speak, but in such a way that it allows individual countries that are capable of getting a seat in the United Nations to actually articulate their position. So for me, it would be an issue of consensus, clarity in terms of who is going to represent them, and also a clear definition of what their position is.
Now, speaking of consensus, as you know, South Africa, Nigeria, and Egypt are usually mentioned as leading contenders for such a seat for permanent membership on the Security Council. How much support do you sense exists for these countries among Africans in general?
Well, I think there is a general feeling that the three countries are actually supported, but I think everything will come down to the reality. For example, let's say two of them are elected and then they go to the United Nations Assembly. That's where we would really know whether these countries enjoy that support or not, because it will only boil down to a vote. And what people might tell South Africa, for example, today and say, we support you, when they go to the United Nations General Assembly, they might not vote for South Africa. So I think as we stand right now, we know that these are the three names that are actually flouted around. But when it comes to the actual voting, because at the end of the day, even if Africa selects two countries, it will be decided by a vote at the General Assembly. So I think that's where the popularity of these three countries is going to be tested. I think it's one thing to say we are popular, it's another to be voted into that seat.
Now, the fact that the UN itself is headed by an African, Secretary General Kofi Annan, does that enhance Africa's chances of getting a Security Council seat to any degree?
Well, I don't think that really does, because as I said, I think everything rests with the Permanent Five. If the Permanent Five allows for that reform and that expansion, then it might happen, because whether Kofi Annan is African or not, for me, that doesn't add value, because in any case, his term of office is coming to an end.